mobile.
4RJN, stationary.
They tipped my brain over sideways and poured all this wonderful extra license knowledge in my ear.
Spent the last couple hours standing alongside of the road waiting for the cops and the tow truck to show up. My wife had a small accident.
Oh, no. Well, is she injured at all?
To wait for a tow truck, she turned into somebody and crushed the left front quarter panel into the tire, so the car was undrivable, so we had to wait for a tow truck to bring it to the house.
And her quarter panel was squashed in.
Nobody was hurt. Airbags didn't deploy or any of that stuff. It's just, you know, just an annoyance.
Wow. John, I'm sorry. Well, you know, at least she wasn't injured or anybody else. That's important. And, you know, that's what insurance is for. So I got a feeling that you may be taking her to work in the morning, huh?
Have to get up when she does. That's the big inconvenience right there.
Well, either that or she'll drive your Jeep in and you'll just be without wheels.
Never driven my Jeep. She knows how to drive a stick, but she's never driven that particular car, so I'll wind up taking her in, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, doggone. So what kind of car she got?
Nissan Rogue.
It's got substantial enough metal around it to, you know, at least protect you a little bit.
Front crumpled like it was supposed to. Unfortunately, it also pushed it back into the driver's side door a little bit, so you can't get in on that side right now.
Okay. Well, welcome to the world of insurance adjusters, bud.
KN4VWA, W4DJW.
And I don't really care to visit it again, huh?
Yeah, I know. W4DJW doubled with you there. Hey, Dave, come on in, baby.
Sorry about that. I had my, I unknowingly had my speaker muted. But I heard your call for some reason. Anyway, I thought I didn't know you were talking to anybody. My apologies. You guys go back at it. W4DJW.
Dave, jump on in there with us for a couple of minutes. John, KN4RJN had the caller record this afternoon, or this evening. And I'm just returning back home after having my head tilted over and extra class knowledge poured into my ears.
Well, sorry about stepping on you, John, and sorry about having to call a wrecker. That's always a pain. Go ahead, you guys pick it up. I'll listen.
Hey, are you still looking for net controllers? I might be interested.
Yes, we are. I was going to announce that on the net again tonight. We've been talking on and off all day about setting up a class that helps you brings the software to you. You know, get a class of people together, bring the software there, get it deployed on your laptop or your tablet or your iPhone, whatever it is you want to use, and let you start practicing right there in the room and have people there ready to answer questions for you when you have it. We're looking for a good Saturday to do that.
Well, let me know. Is it for me to download the software from someplace or from you or whatever?
If you go to the Breyers website, breyers.cc, and you look under the repeater section under net operations, it's downloadable from right there.
Name of the website?
BRARS, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, .cc.
Bravo Romeo Alpha Sierra, .CharlieCharlie.
That's affirmative. I just went there and confirmed it. It's recently changed. That's why it took me a little while. BRARS.cc.
In the meantime, while he's pulling that up, David, man, I tell you what, I activate to operate the amplifier from my radio, but I cannot find it.
Most all of them have that. So, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Almost all of them have that.
Well, that manual, I'm not spotting it. They're calling it something else, some sort of name other than amplifier activation or something of that nature, and I'm not spotting it. So I may have to call Yesu.
Well, it's usually in the form of a, you're familiar with the RCA plug, right?
Oh, yeah.
On the back of the radio and on the back of the amplifier, usually there's an RCA connector, and that's the one that you use. It should be labeled, though.
Oh, and I've already got the Ameritron relay system coming out of the back of the radio, going to a relay indicator that lights up for transmission, and then from that device, it goes to the back of the amplifier in an RCA plug, and I'm trying to remember, I don't believe it's ACL, but something of that nature, and it goes in the back of the amplifier, but I'm thinking about something within the 991A menu to activate that.
Okay, yeah, you'd have to look that one up in the manual. They all have different way of turning that on and off. It's like menu item number 47 in my Kenwood TS-2000. You can switch it from a linear amplifier to like six different things that thing can control, and one of them's linear amplifier.
Okay. Now, my 811H is still considered a linear amplifier, right?
Yes, it is, yeah, and you use that functionality to turn it on and turn it off.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't mean to hog up the air. John, are you back in there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. I missed an R in the thing. I pulled up Braz USA. Nope, that ain't it. But I've got it now. I just got to figure out whether this thing's running Windows 10 or Windows 32.
If it's recent, it's Windows 10. There's not much left. The support for 32 is going away.
Windows 7 64 is going away, too.
That's true. There's still some people out there that got them, but it is going away.
And one downloaded. It's telling me it's dangerous, but hang on. I'm getting there.
There should be an instruction thing in that thing, too. I don't know what. Yeah, it's a zip file. When you unzip it, there'll be a lot of stuff in there. So, Steve, have you done any more thinking about the dummy load?
I'm going to have to go ahead and get myself one. What I'm thinking is I share that shed with my wife and her little projects. So I'm not sure a bucket of oil with resistors in it would be a very good idea with her in the area. So what I'm thinking is I may go ahead and just purchase myself a 50-ohm dummy load. And when I do that, are those rated in wattage?
Yes, they are. And be careful with those that aren't like the can. And the can's sealed on the top. If you purchase it, you can buy that. You don't have to build it yourself. You can. A lot of people do. But you can buy them that are sealed. And they all they have is an antenna connector, a PL259, and you screw your antenna coax into that, and you get a perfect standing wave ratio across all bands.
Wow. Oh, so in that case, I could probably calibrate my Rig Expert 55 Zoom with it.
Well, it's probably going to be, depending on the precision of the resistors inside the can and the oil and all that stuff, your Rig Expert's probably going to be more accurate than that is.
Well, I checked the calibration file in the thing, and it's never been calibrated according to the software. And N4MMW came up the other day, and we read SWRs across my dipole, and they looked pretty darn good, but they did not. My readings on the Rig Expert were off. So I'm just wondering, Did I receive one non-calibrated?
Good question.
Okay, John, go ahead.
Downloaded and all unzipped. I hit the build FCCDB button, and it said, yeah, it's dangerous. I said, no, run it anyway. So then I get this thing pops up, location for the FCC input data and location for the output. What do I put in there?
I haven't done that in so long, I'm going to have to pull it up. Is there a PDF file in there that tells you the answer to that question?
I pulled up build FCCDB and then NetControl, and then NetControl 97 is Microsoft Access. The other two are applications.
Okay, those two launch from NetControl. NetControl is the program itself, and the BuildDB comes up when you click on, first you have to download the FCC database. There's a download button at the top, and you download that database, and then you build the database. So the FCC gives out data files, and from those data files, you'll build a database. And when you click download, it'll take it a while to download, and you'll just save it wherever you want to save it on your disk. I usually save it in the same directory. And then you click on extract, right, because they're all zipped up, so it'll extract them for you. And that takes about 4 seconds on my computer. Your mileage may vary. And then you click on build, and that little build dialog comes up, and you find the FCC data file directory from that. Wherever you put them, wherever they were extracted to. And that's your input. And then your output is, it should be pre-populated for you, FCC database build or something like that. And you just take the default on that one. Click build. It'll go through three builds, the EN, the HD, and there's another one the FCC populates. And it'll build all of that for you. Then you can just use the program. But you do have to download it because there's over a million ham radio operators in that database. And it probably takes it about 10 minutes to build the database from the data files.
The NetControl application and got a screen here that's basically, I don't see anywhere where I can build. It's got a bunch of stuff in here. This is call sign, name, address, on, off, out, what alphabetical group we're doing, the date, time, and all that kind of happiness. The working screen, I guess, but I don't see where to build the database from.
That should be at the very top. At the very top, you should have a file, edit, record, view, and help menu. Below that, you have a toolbar that has a white page with a corner turned down. That's if you want to create a new one. You don't ever have to click that. An open, a save, a scissors, copy, paste, left and right scroll bars, and when you get past the question mark, it'll say FCCDB. There's a button for check, there's a button for deload, there's a button for extract, and a button for compile. You'll start off with the deload, download the FCC database, then you'll do the extract, then you'll do the compile. Yeah, don't confuse that with the QRZ database. QRZ, I don't think they have that anymore on QRZ, so you can ignore the QRZ database. But you'll need those three buttons, download, extract, and compile. Sound like John's busy now. Go ahead, Steve.
I didn't interrupt. I tell you what, the extra class is going fairly well. We covered up to Chapter 3 tonight, and the fluff is over. Now we're going to get serious with the calculations.
Is that what you were doing when you said you laid your head down and poured knowledge in your brain?
Oh, yeah. Dave has a sheet of formulas that he has pre-compiled for us. And I've been practicing with this TI calculator that they recommended for us. And it's quite interesting.
Is that K4SV, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, anything I've ever seen him do is really good, so pay close attention when he's talking.
Oh, yeah. He's quite the mathematician.
K-E-4-E-A, Dave.
Say that again.
The ID, the other instructor in the class, not K-4SV.
Okay, I don't know that one. I thought it was E, Y, and SV that were doing it, and you, and I don't know all the instructors.
We're in mobile for ID, sorry about that. No, it's Whiskey 4 Echo, Echo Yankee, and I always miss his call sign up, but I believe it is Kilo Echo 4 Echo Alpha, K-E-4-E-A.
I have destinated, and I have had a very long, very hard day, and I am going to go in here and watch the inside of my eyelids. So I may try to check into the net tonight, David. Are you calling the net?
That's affirmative. You want to do a pre-net check-in?
If I don't go in the house and do a pre-check-in with the boss lady, there won't be no more checking in. Let me run in and do that, and I'll give you a call and see how it does, okay?
Call on the net or what? Oh, okay, you lost me. I wasn't following that.
In other words, I've been gone all day and all the way up into the evening. I got to go in and check in with my wife, and then I may come back out and go to the shed and check in on that new radio with you.
Okay, that sounds good.
DJW, KZ4M, and KNR, KN4RJN. I'm clear, you guys. I got all the call signs in there. Bye.
KN4RJN, it's downloading now, Dave. I had a false start there, but it's doing it now.
Okay, that sounds good. I've noticed lately that the FCC, the first time I click it, it just doesn't do anything. So I kill it, I cancel it, click it again, and then it goes and pulls it. I don't know what the FCC, I haven't hit that URL that it's using manually in years. They might have a pre-screen up there or something, but sometimes you have to just cancel it and hit it again, and then it'll go.
KZ4M and KN4LBO have destinated. We bid you guys 73 and a very good night. Hopefully, I may try to get on and check in with you a little bit later, Dave. My station is under construction. So you guys have a good one. KZ4M Mobile, clear.
All right, Tom. Good talking to you. Have a good evening. Hope I catch you on the net in a little bit. W4DJW.
I hit the extract button twice, and it doesn't appear to be doing anything. Am I doing something wrong here?
Watch the clock over on the right, and you should see it freeze for about 4 seconds, and then when it starts back again, if it's like at least 4 seconds later, it's extracted. It's done. It's a pretty fast extractor.
In the clock. Let me try this again. Now, compile.
That's affirmative. You hit the compile button, and it brings up a dialog. Says, location for the FCC input. It's got the ellipse on the end, the dot, dot, dot. You click on that. You find, like, your AM DAT or your FM DAT or your EN, whatever there is. Pick one of them and select that as the directory. And then your output should be the same directory with a FCC97.MDB on the end of it. And if you got both of those populated with the actual location of the DAT file that you just extracted and the FCC97.MDB in the same directory, hit Create DB, and it's going to run for a little while. It'll say done when it's done.
Hit Create DB and see what happens.
There you go. You should see a progress bar start going across the bottom of the net control screen, and you should see some percentages start increasing, and it does use all the CPU it can get. So after a while, it'll just stop telling you it's doing anything, and it'll look like it's frozen, but it's not. It's working in the background. You can pull up your task manager, and you can see it sucking up the CPU.
progress bar, but I do have a percentage roll, and I'm about 40% now.
And that'll be one of three stages. It'll go from 0 to 100 for the EN, from 0 to the 100 for the HD, and for the other one. I forget what the other one is.
Anything around, if you can check me into the net a little early, and then I might come back and talk to you after you get done with everything, all the formal portion. Come back to me, and I'll see where we're at.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put you in the log. You're over halfway there. All you have to do now is just start shadowing net controllers, and you'll know more when you get there to the training class. Or you may not even have to go to the training class. You're moving along so quickly.
Put this thing a little bit in practice and whatnot, and as long as I can catch everyone, when I'm listening to it, people checking in, sometimes they're rolling off their call signs so fast that it's a little hard to catch them, you know. But then again, I'm not trying to catch them, so I just... We'll see.
Well, there's some hotkeys you need to know about, and Mike explains them really well, AK4HR Mike. He explains them really well. You hit the, once it's all built and everything and it's running, you hit the F4 key, and you just remember these key patterns, all right? And you can keep up with anybody at any speed that's sending out their call sign. You hit the F4, and that puts the cursor in the call sign box for you. And then you start typing their call sign. And if they've ever checked in with you before, as soon as you get to a unique set of characters like KN4R, you're going to see that one come up to the top of the list underneath the call sign box. And if you hit F1, it'll pick that one. Or if it's the second one in the list and you hit F2, it'll pick that one. And then you hit F5, it loads it down in the table below, right? And then you just start to hit F4 and start typing the next one. So it's just some keystrokes, and you just have to manually play with those keystrokes a few times, and you get really, really fast with it. And it tells you what the F4 and F5 and all that kind of stuff is on the keys. F4 is the one that's the main one you use the most, because that puts your cursor back in the box and selects all the text so that you can start typing immediately.
Rearrange my desk just a little bit. I've got my laptop, and then I've got the big screen hooked to that so I can see it better. But my laptop's pushed to the far end of the desk because I don't type that much, and so I have to bring that a little bit closer to me.
Yeah, you do need good access to it. I think there's a PDF file in there too, in that where you did the extract that explains all that to you, probably a little bit better than I'm doing right now.
Website. I saw the script, and I can just about rattle the script off in my head because I've heard it so many times. But I'll play with this and see what we're at 20% on the third build, so I'm just about done here.
That third build has the most data in it, so it takes longer than the other two to build. But that's pretty good. You got a pretty quick computer.
Hold over from when my wife had her business, and I use it for my stuff, but yeah, it's I don't even know what this thing is. I don't know, it's a computer. But anyway, I don't know what this is. And I can't close the lid to see what it is on the backside. But anyway, so, I'm about halfway through on the third build now, so. But yeah, go ahead and check me in, and then I'll get back to you at the rag chew, or after the rag chew, or whatever. What is today? Wednesday? Or Tuesday. This is Tuesday. So there's no swap meet tonight. Okay, yeah, so I'll get back to you after that. KN4RJN.
Sounds good, John. Appreciate it. Talk to you in a little bit. W4DJW clear.
JWKN4VWA.
Now, I know you didn't spend enough time with her if you're already back.
No, she told me that she had a piece of cake that she was going to split with me, and that the hot tub was calling. So the way my muscles feel right now, you're not going to get much of my time, Dave.
Yeah, well, you know the right order of priorities, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I'm out here. Oh, goodness. So So, how do I sound tonight on this thing? Am I overdriving at all?
I can tell you changed radios. It does sound a little bit. You listen to it and see how you think. It sounds a little bit muffled. Maybe if you, I don't know how close you are to the mic, but maybe if there was some more distance between you and the mic, it wouldn't sound muffled.
Okay, try that right there now.
That's better because I can hear some of the highs. Before, there it was all lows, no highs. I hear a little bit of highs coming through when you back it away from you a little bit.
Yeah, that's the ticket, about 12, 14 inches. Okay, well then, ought to be in pretty good shape on anything on 2 meters of 440. Matter of fact, let me give you just a little dead key for about 3 seconds there. The blower on my miniature heat pump just went off, and it should really get clean now.
Yeah, there's nothing in there but you. That's it. There's no background noise whatsoever. That's not that ICOM, right?
Oh, no, 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 no. Matter of fact, I got a little issue with the 706. Vlad told me what was going on with the 706, that the sub-audible had been turned on. And like a 93 kilocycle sub-audible. And anyhow, he turned that back off, and I should be fine. But also, the clip on the RJ45 for the microphone, the clip broke, so I gotta put a new RJ45 on that thing.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go downstairs and refresh my water because the net's gonna start in about 9 minutes, and I am out of water, and I need water to get through the net. So I'm going to duck out for a few minutes and go get some more. Catch you in a little bit, W4DJW.
Well, I tell you what, I am going to be in the hot tub, and if you could go ahead and check me into the net, can you do that? And I'm going to be pretty much stick a fork in me. I'm done for the evening after I get off of here, bud. So if you could check me into the net, I'd sure appreciate it. KN4VWA, I am clear for the evening. Good night.
Okay, I got you on the list. You're checked in. Enjoy your evening. KN4VWA, W4DJW, clear.
Peter got a problem.